Brothers and sisters, greetings from Evansville. When the Apostle Paul and Barnabas returned to Antioch after their first missionary trip, the Bible says they gathered the community together and told them all that God had done through them. Can you imagine what that must have been like? Paul and Barnabas come in, and there's just this excitement in the room to hear what God has done. And that same excitement was in the room at the Servant Branch community meeting of February 6th. Several hundred people from around the whole community had gathered the day before to celebrate with Kathy Grill and Justin Walters at their wedding. And at this community meeting, the Servant Branch coordinators had asked the missionaries to tell some stories from the front lines. And that's what we did. We told stories about what the Lord is doing through us, through all of us in the Mississippi Valley. And it was like coming back to Antioch. It was a great meeting, and we really wished that the whole community could have been there. Working with the communications office, we've come up with a plan to send you those sharings, one at a time and over the month of March. The stories will come to you every Tuesday and Thursday, beginning with the first installment this Thursday. And we're calling it March Through the Valley. Now, there's three things that I want to ask you all to listen for in these sharings. First, listen for what's new. The Lord is doing something new in the Mississippi Valley in the past 10 years. He's sending us out in new ways. Door-knocking evangelism, missionary hitchhiking trips, empty nesters moving to the ghetto. There's something new going on. Can you see it? Second, listen for what's old. Because it's still us. It's still the people of praise. And we've been helping our neighbors for 40 years. We've been going to college together for just as long. We've been moving across the country to join in the Lord's work since the very beginning. There's nothing new there. Now, it's good that the Lord is doing both new and old with us. It reminds me of that parable that Jesus tells, where he says, "Therefore, every scribe of the kingdom will be like a householder who brings forth from his treasure both new and old." And that's us. And the third thing I'm asking you all to listen for is the connections. More and more, the Lord is unifying us across the distances and branches of the people of praise. He's unifying us in surprisingly concrete and nitty-gritty ways. And I want to tell you a story to illustrate what I'm talking about. So this is a story from South Indianapolis, where David Zimmel is the mission coordinator in charge. And he told me that about a year ago, one of our friends down there on the south side came up to him and said, she said, "I figured it out, David." Now, I'll call her Jane, okay? And the background on Jane is that Jane knew us. At that point, she'd been around for about 2 years. She'd been in our houses and come to our prayer meetings. We had prayed with her for the baptism in the Spirit. And she comes up to David and she says, "I figured it out." And David says, "What'd you figure out?" And she said, "I figured out how you guys, you missionaries, can live together and do what you, and get everything done that you get done." And David says, "How?" And Jane says, her eyebrows go up. She says, "Trinity. You guys all went to the same high school." Now, how she figured that out, I don't know. I think she has the gift of prophecy, because she's right. Trinity is a huge factor in all our growth work. It's a really important connection for us. So, listen for what's new, listen for what's old, and listen for the connections. And on behalf of the missionaries and all of us in the growth work, thanks for your prayers and support. We already take y'all with us in our hearts, and we're really excited to be able to take y'all with us on this march through the Mississippi Valley. God bless.